The Golden Globe Awards took place on Sunday, January 7, amidst an atmosphere brimming with glamour and suspense. The heavy hitters of the box office, Barbie and Oppenheimer, emerged as the frontrunners. The ceremony sought a rejuvenation, aiming to dispel the lingering shadows of racism and corruption allegations that marred its reputation in recent years. The event, following a year marred by strikes that crippled the industry, saw a bevy of A-list celebrities in attendance. The gala also featured music luminaries like Bruce Springsteen, Dua Lipa, and Taylor Swift, all vying for the Best Song category. The host, Joe Coy, humorously contrasted the Golden Globes with the NFL in terms of Taylor Swift's camera presence. At the outset of the event, actor Robert Downey Jr. wittily acknowledged the reforms undertaken following the dissolution of the Journalist Association embroiled in the scandals. To the Golden Globes journalists, thank you for altering the rules of your game, and consequently, your name, he quipped, acknowledging his supporting role in Oppenheimer. Released concurrently, the films Barbie and Oppenheimer spawned the viral sensation Barbenheimer, prompting audiences to view them back-to-back in theaters. This duo collectively garnered $2.4 billion in box office earnings and 17 Golden Globe nominations. Ultimately, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's portrayal of the atomic bomb's inventor, clinched the top honors at the Golden Globes, overshadowing Barbie on this bittersweet evening. Oppenheimer triumphed in five categories, including Best Drama, Best Director for Nolan, Best Score and Acting Awards for Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. Nolan, in a backstage discussion with journalists, expressed his fascination with the tragedy of J. Robert Oppenheimer, a scientist tormented by guilt despite his unwavering national loyalty and lack of remorse for his actions. Emma Thomas, the film's producer and Nolan's spouse, remarked on Nolan's unique approach to depicting one of history's bleakest chapters. Murphy, embodying the eponymous character in this three-hour epic, lauded his visionary director. Downey Jr., portraying Oppenheimer's formidable adversary, hailed the film as a masterpiece. Nolan's victory in the Best Director category came at the expense of Greta Gerwig, director of Barbie. Gerwig's film, which transformed nostalgia for the iconic doll into a poignant satire on misogyny and female empowerment, led the nominations but secured only two awards. It clinched the Best Song Award for a composition by Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas, and a newly minted trophy for box office achievement. Margot Robbie, the star and producer of Barbie, dedicated their win to everyone who frequented cinemas, the greatest place on earth. Gerwig added her thanks to all involved in the production, both on and off the screen. However, Barbie was outpaced in the Best Comedy category by Poor Things, a surreal, sexually charged Bildungsroman that also earned Emma Stone the Best Actress Award for her unbridled portrayal of Bella Baxter. The accolades bestowed upon high-profile films like Barbie and Oppenheimer were a boon to the Globe's new proprietors, who sought to revitalize the event amidst years of controversy and waning viewership. The Los Angeles-based foreign journalist group that had long presided over the Globes was disbanded, and a broader array of international critics selected this year's winners. The ceremony also presaged the upcoming Oscars, with nominations voting commencing shortly thereafter. Indigenous actor Lily Gladstone won Best Actress in a Drama for her role in Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, delivering part of her speech in the Blackfeet Nation's native language. She described her victory as historic and representative of every Indigenous child. Paul Giamatti and Divine Joy Randolph bolstered their Oscar prospects with wins for their performances in The Holdovers, portraying a gruff history teacher and a school cook, respectively. The French courtroom drama Anatomy of a Fall won Best Screenplay and Best Non-English Language Film. Its director and co-writer, Justine Triet, expressed her gratitude and astonishment at the film's continued acclaim. Hayao Miyazaki's The Boy and the Heron claimed the Best Animated Film Award. The television segment of the Globes, occurring just a week before the delayed Emmys, saw Succession dominate, while The Bear and Beef swept the comedy and limited series categories, respectively. Ricky Gervais, a past Globes host, won a new category for Best Stand-Up Comedy Performance, despite his absence.